That is easier said than done. You've probably heard that common expression before, and I'm guessing you've used it yourself from time to time. Easier said than done. It's a reminder that it's one thing to know what needs to happen. It's a whole other thing to do what needs to happen. In other words, easier said than done is a reminder that talk is cheap, and that it's much tougher to take action than it is to simply talk action. And you know the situations in life that come up, the things people say to you that make you want to reply, "That's easier said than done." Like when someone tells you, "Calm down. Be patient. Tell the truth. Don't worry." It's easy to say, it's not so easy to do. Trying to keep your mouth shut when you're upset, losing weight, choosing a college or a career, it's one thing to say it, but it's a whole other thing to do it. That's because things that are easier said than done, well, they're not exactly easy. They can be daunting or difficult, challenging or unnerving, perhaps downright impossible. Today, God tells us to do something. Something that makes us say, "That's easier said than done." Today, God says, go. Go and tell people about Jesus. Which I realize is not exactly a groundbreaking, earth-shattering revelation from God's word. In fact, when you think about it, the command to go and tell people about Jesus is pretty simple. You walk up to someone, start talking to them, and bring Jesus into the conversation. It's not exactly rocket science. But imagine that you are about to do just that. You're about to walk up to someone, maybe a friend, maybe a stranger, and the only reason you're approaching them is to share the message of Jesus with them. Imagine how it will feel as you take those final few steps towards them. Imagine what emotions and feelings will be coursing through your body as you open your mouth to begin that conversation. Just from imagining it for a couple of seconds, is your heart beating just a little bit faster? Maybe your palms are starting to get sweaty, your mouth feels dry all of a sudden, and you're a little nervous? That's because telling people about Jesus is easier said than done. It's one thing for us as a group of Christians to talk about how much we should be telling people about Jesus. It's a whole other thing to actually tell them. It's one thing for us to sit here in the safety of church where no one's going to think you're weird or loony if you start talking about Jesus. It's a whole other thing to actually get out there into your neighborhood, your community, and open your mouths and tell people. God says, go. And it is a relatively simple command. Yet far more often than we care to admit, we balk. We hesitate. We stop when God says, go. And I think I know why. I think I know why we stop when God says, go. It's because telling people about Jesus can be kind of scary. And I don't just mean scary in the sense of it's a daunting task or it's intimidating to think about. I mean, sometimes you meet people who legitimately frighten you. I say that from experience. I've done a fair amount of talking to people on the streets, knocking on people's doors, talking to them about Jesus, and inviting them to church. And as I've done that, I've met a few people who, well, let's just say they were interesting. I was out knocking on doors one day, and a man opened one particular door, perhaps the largest man I've ever seen in person. He stood at least 6'10", weighed well over 300 pounds, and was just built like a truck. But I started to talk to this man about Jesus. And that's when this very large man became very angry. He started to yell. He started to scream. So I started to slowly back away. And as I'm backing away, I notice that this very large, very angry man has a shotgun next to his door. A shotgun that is there in case an unwanted visitor comes knocking. Scary. I once met this sweet little old lady who really reminded me of my grandma until I invited her to church. Then she no longer reminded me of my grandma, because this little old lady proceeded to cuss me out with language that would make a sailor blush. Scary. I once rang someone's doorbell and heard what sounded like a large dog or a small bear trying to rip down the door so it could have me for dinner. Scary. And maybe you think that I'm just trying to be funny. Maybe you think I'm exaggerating to make a point. Maybe you think I'm making this up. But I'm not. These are all real stories. Real people that I met. Real people that I was trying to talk to about Jesus. And I'll admit it, on more than one occasion, I was scared. And on more than one occasion, I really did not want to talk to them. I remember asking God, "Is this really what you want me to be doing? Let me get this straight, God. You want me to go to these scary people over here, people who hate you, who despise your word, who hate my guts simply because I showed up, and you want me to go tell them about Jesus? That's what you want me to do?" Well, yes. Yes, that is exactly what God wants me and you to do. Because God says, go. Go and tell people about Jesus. That's it. There's no limits, no restrictions, no exceptions. He simply says, go. That's what he said in our lesson for today, taken from the book of Acts, chapter 9. I'd like to read to you verses 11 through 15. You can find that on page 6 of your service folder. The Lord told him, that is, Ananias, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel." In that section of God's word, we meet two men, one named Ananias, the other named Saul. And Ananias is tasked by God to go and tell Saul about Jesus, which, as we've discussed, is relatively simple. The problem is that Saul is the absolute last person Ananias wants to meet. Saul was the most notorious persecutor of his day. In fact, just one chapter earlier, in Acts 8, the Bible tells us that Saul was destroying the church. He was going from house to house, dragging off men and women who believed in Jesus and throwing them in prison. In fact, in the lead-up to today's lesson, Saul is on his way to Ananias' hometown to do more of the same. This man is public enemy number one for a Christian. If Saul walked into this church today, he would hate every single one of you, simply because you believe in Jesus. If Saul walked through the doors of Mount Olive today, he would try to arrest or attack, or perhaps do something even worse, to each and every one of you, simply because Jesus loves you and you love Jesus. That's the man Ananias is supposed to go and talk to about Jesus. Of course he's scared. Of course he's nervous. Of course he starts making excuses. He doesn't want to go. But did you catch what God said to Ananias? He simply said, "Go. Go and tell Saul about Jesus, even though you're nervous, even though you're scared, even though you really just don't want to. Go and tell Saul about Jesus. Because even though Saul hates God, God loves Saul. Go and tell Saul about Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross even for the sins of someone as bad as Saul. Go." It's what God says to us. Go and tell people about Jesus, even if you're nervous, even if you are scared or they seem scary. Go and tell people about Jesus, even if there's 1,000 other things you'd rather be doing. Go and tell them about Jesus, because God really does so love the world that he wants everyone to be saved. Go and tell people about Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the entire world, not just the sins of us here today. Go, tell people about Jesus, because that's what God wants. He wants you to share the message of Jesus. He wants you to help his kingdom grow. And he wants you to know that when you go and when you tell, you don't go alone. There's a reason I can talk lightheartedly and laugh and joke about some of those more interesting people I mentioned earlier. It's because I know it wasn't just me facing down the angry giant, the foul-mouthed grandma, or the dog bear. It wasn't just me. I had God on my side. I had an army of angels standing around me. I had God himself speaking through me as I shared the message of Jesus. To borrow words from Acts chapter 9, I was a chosen instrument. And my fellow believers, that's exactly what you are, too. A chosen instrument. A person hand-picked by God to share the message of Jesus. You are someone's connection to Jesus. You will be the one to bring a living Savior to those who are dead in sin. You will be the one to tell that unbelieving friend or neighbor, that relative or coworker, about the Savior who loves them, who lived for them, died for them, rose for them. You are God's chosen instrument. So go. Go and leave your excuses at the door. When it comes to sharing Jesus, the Lord knows that we have fears and concerns, and that we have many excuses as to why we can't share Jesus. Excuses like, "I would love to tell my friend about Jesus, but what if they don't listen? It's going to get weird. It's going to strain our relationship." Excuses like, "Well, of course I would be telling people about Jesus, but I'm not confident enough. I wouldn't know what to say." Excuses like, "I want to tell people about Jesus, but let's face it, I'm just going to mess it up because I'm too messed up." Now, are those legitimate concerns? Of course they are. But if you ever feel that way, when it comes time to share Jesus, remember the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, the world's greatest missionary, the man who arguably told more people about Jesus than anyone else, the same man as Saul from Acts chapter 9. That story of Ananias and Saul, it does not end with Ananias making excuses. Yes, he was scared, and yes, he was nervous. But when God said go, he went. He told Saul about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit planted faith in Saul's heart, and that newborn faith changed his life in every way. He went from an unbeliever to a believer, from persecutor to pastor, from murderer to missionary. The man we know as the Apostle Paul, he shared many of our fears and concerns, and even our excuses. Was the Apostle Paul going to make things weird? Was he going to strain relationships by telling his friends about Jesus? Absolutely. In fact, he did that quite often. When he would go to a new city, the first people he would try to talk to about Jesus were the same kind of folks he had once worked with to destroy the church. You think there's going to be a little bit of friction and headbutting there? But God said go. So he went. Was Paul always confident? Did he always know what to say? Not always. In fact, when Paul describes his preaching in the book of 1 Corinthians, he uses words like weakness and fear and trembling. Hardly the words of someone who's confident. But God said go. So he went. Was Paul too messed up for Jesus? That one's tough, because you could make a legitimate argument that he was. Let's face it, the guy was kind of a wreck. He was an unbeliever. And not just an unbeliever because he had never heard about Jesus. This guy was an unbeliever who knew exactly what God demanded of him, who knew exactly what God required of him, and yet he chose to turn his back on that. He chose to actively fight against his Savior. The guy was pretty messed up. But was he too messed up for Jesus? Absolutely not. And God said, go. So he went. The Apostle Paul traveled all over the world. He told thousands of people about Jesus. He helped start over a dozen churches. He wrote almost half the books in the New Testament. The guy affected the kingdom of God in a huge, immeasurable way. But it didn't all happen overnight. It didn't all happen at once. It happened over a lifetime of telling people about Jesus. It happened because one scared man named Ananias, heard God's command to go, and off he went. Imagine what would happen if hundreds or thousands of people did the same. The good news is that you don't have to imagine, because it's already happening. In fact, it's been happening for hundreds of years in thousands of places, like right here in Appleton, as your congregation faithfully takes the message of Jesus into your neighborhoods and communities. It's also happening about an hour and 45 minutes from here in a little place called Watertown, where the school that I and the Prep Singers represent, Luther Preparatory School, is located. At Luther Prep, we have one mission: to prepare, encourage, and train our students to be pastors and teachers, to be the kind of people who go when God says go. For over 150 years, we have been preparing the next generation of gospel proclaimers. And you can help us with our mission. If you are a parent with young children, consider sending them to Luther Prep for high school. While they are there, they will be immersed in God's Word, surrounded by hundreds of like-minded believers their own age, encouraged by dozens of pastors and teachers whose passion for the Lord's work is infectious. If you are a young person, think about Luther Prep for high school. While you're there, your faith will grow by leaps and bounds, and God willing, so will your desire to go when God says go. But the best way you can help us is also the simplest way, and that is to pray for Luther Prep. So please, pray for our teachers, that they continue to do their work faithfully and well. Pray for our students, some of whom are singing for you this morning, that more and more of them would be willing and eager to go when God says go. But above all, pray that more and more people everywhere would hear God's command to go. Because that call to go and tell is not just for the students and teachers of Luther Prep. It's not just for your pastors and leaders here at Mount Olive. That command is for each and every one of us. And one of the more unique ways God has blessed us is this. He has put someone in your life who needs to hear about Jesus. Maybe this person is a relative or a friend. Maybe this person is a neighbor or a coworker. Maybe this person needs to hear about Jesus for the first time or for the 50th time. But there is someone in your life right now who needs to hear about Jesus. You know that person. And you know what God says. God says, go. So let's go. Amen. Please stand.